The program is known as 287G. It means that the Harris County Sheriff's Office alerts immigration authorities when they have undocumented immigrants in their custody. Sheriff-elect Ed Gonzalez wants to eliminate it because he thinks it violates due process, and it's an unnecessary strain on the resources of the Sheriff's Office. He's also worried about distrust.
It creates this idea, if you will, in many immigrant communities. Well, the police now are basically deportation agents.
Additionally, Gonzalez argues the program can lead to racial profiling, but some disagree. Chris Shemilensky is with Numbers USA, a group based in Virginia that advocates for ending illegal immigration.
I don't think the intent of the program is to single out people who may be in the country illegally. I think the intent of the program is just to help assist the federal government in enforcement of immigration laws.
So what do two top politicians in Greater Houston think about eliminating the 287G? Here's what Harris County Judge Ed Emmett responds when asked about what the commissioner's court would do if Gonzalez ends it.
I did not follow any of the political campaign, so no, I have no comment.
And this is what Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says about the intentions of the sheriff-elect.
I'll leave that to the county to address that concern.
Doing away with the program could mean trouble for Harris County. That's because Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says eliminating sanctuary cities is one of his priorities for the upcoming legislative session. Republican State Senator Charles Perry has already introduced a bill which requires that city and county jails cooperate with immigration authorities. If the bill becomes law, the state could deny funding for those who don't comply. Funding that, for instance, goes to pay for some law enforcement programs. Gonzalez acknowledges he's concerned about possible punishment by the state for ending the 287G, but he hopes things won't come to that.
You know, and there'll be strong dialogue on both sides of it, and I hope that we could move away from regressive type of policies that are impactful, especially to one large segment of the community, which is the Latino community in this case.
Gonzalez takes office next January. Al Ortiz, News 88.7.